This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Communications Commission is thinking about getting rid of what's known as the NFL television blackout rule. The rule says NFL games can't be broadcast locally unless they're sold out. The Congressional Black Caucus is opposed to the change, and here's why. They say the elimination of the blackout rules will drive the NFL to air games on cable TV. Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
This is a debate that pits government authority against NFL brawn. The NFL likes things the way they are.
Trying to make something happen. Great throwing catch.
The blackout rule fills stadiums. Fans, even teams, will buy up extra tickets to make sure the stadium is full. If not, the game can't be broadcast within a 75-mile radius.
Well, Nancy, it's pretty simple.
That's Hall of Famer Lynn Swann. He's the NFL spokesman in the blackout rule showdown. The Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl champ says the NFL could move its games to cable TV if the blackout rule were repealed. Swann says now the rule allows everyone to watch NFL games.
And it protects a model that allows it to be over the air and free for everyone when the games are sold out.
Also on Swann's side, the Congressional Black Caucus. Caucus members wrote a letter to the FCC saying minority fans who can't afford cable rely on free TV broadcasts of games.
In my view, that argument doesn't hold water for a couple of different reasons.
Ajit Pai is on the other side of the line of scrimmage. He's an FCC commissioner who's demanding that the blackout rule be repealed. He says the NFL is bluffing and would never take games off free TV because the broadcasts are so profitable.
Taking the product off the air is simply cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Sports economists have been watching anxiously from the sidelines. Rob Boddy teaches economics at Lake Forest College. He says use economics to decide the fate of the blackout rule. Just ask, do the benefits of the rule outweigh the costs? He says no. It's not fair to require fans to shell out hundreds of dollars to go to a game and black it out if they don't.
And so $75 a ticket, add to that parking, concessions, and paraphernalia. I mean, it's a very expensive family outing.
The FCC could vote on whether to repeal the blackout rule as soon as this fall. In the meantime, you could just listen to the game on the radio. The blackout rule only applies to TV. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.